Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining us today. If you've been hanging around already, we're glad you did. 800-531-3815, toll free. Coast to coast, 800-531-3815. Stephanie Denton is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who've been listening to this show for a long time, you know Stephanie. She's been with us many times before. It's been a while, though. We've missed her. Stephanie is our organization expert. She's also, that's what she does for a living. She's one of the special breed of people who go around the country helping professionals and organizations get organized. And she's our good friend. Stephanie Denton, welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for having me back. It's great to be with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. You know, Stephanie, I don't know if I've ever told you this or not, but I have had a number of people who've gone into our website and have heard your archives, the archives of shows that you and I've done in the past, and they'll email me and they'll say, "We like this lady. When's she going to be back on the show?"
Oh, you're kind.
I'm serious. I'm serious. And I have some friends who actually say that to me all the time. So we're glad to have you back. And one of the things that we typically do, Stephanie, folks, when Stephanie joins us, is we try to get me organized. That may be one of the reasons she hasn't been back in a while. I think I may have worn her out last time when she was here, because it's hard to do that. But Stephanie, you're a professional organizer. You've been traveling around the country talking to people. What are some of the things that people are facing today that makes it difficult for them to be organized?
Well, I think that what is happening to so many people is that they are overwhelmed with all of the information and choices and options that they have. And so what ends up happening is there's either so much information that's being thrown at people, or on the other hand, there's so many options and choices and information out there available that people are going out and, you know, and searching and considering, that they really start to feel like they're pulled in so many different directions. It's hard to focus on doing whatever it is that they, you know, maybe instinctively know they do best. They just feel like they're pulled in so many different directions, and people are really looking to simplify and prioritize.
Well, one of the things that for myself is I know that there's technology, there are programs and hardware that are available that would get me better organized, but sometimes I feel like I don't have the time to slow down long enough to learn how to which one to buy. As you said earlier, we've got so many choices, which one to buy, and then how to use it, and then how to convert my old way into the new way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a learning curve there. I tell you, Stephanie, I think there's a market out there. I think there's an opportunity for people who are tech savvy to go around helping people like me speed up that learning curve, ramp up that learning curve.
I absolutely agree with you, because people, particularly people who are running small businesses, do wear a lot of hats. And so while many, as you're just talking about, recognize that you do have to continually, you know, educate yourself and upgrade and be using the right systems and the right programs for the right opportunities, you know, on the flip side, because you're wearing a lot of hats, you can't do that during all the hours of the day, and you have to use your time wisely. And I think there are some people who gravitate toward technology and who really want to stop and enjoy spending that time learning those things. But there are other people who say, I know it's important, it's not my thing, I'm either procrastinating because I don't like to do it or because I just don't feel like I have the time. And then it really makes sense to stop and, you know, engage with another professional to, you know, help you learn faster, to learn better, to learn more.
Stephanie, you're going to be so proud of me.
I'm always proud of you.
I made a major organization step yesterday. I'm converting over to a new system that manages my newsletter list.
Uh-huh.
And that's going to allow me to be less involved in the management of the list, not less involved in the newsletter itself, but in the actual management of the list, so somebody else can do that more than me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I brought a guy in, and yesterday he installed a new piece of software, and we got all that done. And so now I'm already more organized today than I was yesterday. Aren't you proud of me?
Well, I am. And you know, exactly what happens is people think, well, I don't have time to stop and do that because I'm doing so many things. But really, if you just block out a chunk of time, you'll start reaping the rewards so quickly.
Well,
really,
and you got to ask for help, too. That's one of the things that I found. I just can't do it all by myself. I've got to ask for help. And I think that's a place that I'd like to come back to when we come back after these messages. It's 22. We'll be right back with our good friend Stephanie Denton. We're going to continue to get organized. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, in the hour straight ahead, actress, Emmy Award-winning actress, Mariette Hartley is going to be on the show. Looking forward to getting her on. This will be her first visit on the show. I know she's excited about being on this show. And she's going to talk to us about something that I think is important for us to pay attention to, folks, as small business owners especially. And that's something called a bipolar disorder. And, you know, I often sort of joke a little bit that we live in a bipolar world as small business owners because our world is such a roller coaster sometimes. And I don't say that to minimize the bipolar condition, but there is something, there may be a connection there. And we're going to talk to her about that. That's coming up in the next half hour. Stephanie Denton is our guest. She's our professional organizer. She's part of the National Association of Professional Organizers, just finishing a two-year term as president of that organization, but she makes her living getting people like me, impossible clients like me, to be a little more organized. And Stephanie, you travel all over the country helping people with this, don't you?
I do. I've been at it for 10 years now, and you're not an impossible client, Jim.
It only seems like that. If somebody wanted to contact you, Stephanie, how would they do that?
Well, they can either call us in our Cincinnati office, which is 513-871-8800, or any of your listeners are welcome to email me at sdenton@organizingsolutions.com.
Okay. Check that out, folks, when you get a chance. And how can they find out, if they want to find out more about a professional organizer, to see if this is something that they want to be involved in, they want to hire somebody to organize them as a professional, how would they find out more about that discipline?
Well, the website for the National Association of Professional Organizers is napo.net, NAPO.net.
Okay.
And there is a fully automated referral service that's no charge on that website, too, if somebody's looking for an organizing professional in their local area.
All right. That's a good, let's see, NAPO, I'm going to go there now. NAPO.net, that's a good feature. And so all they got to do is just go there to the to one of these links and say, okay, this is where I live. Is anybody nearby?
This is where I am, and this is the specialty I'm looking for.
Right.
I'm looking for time management and goal setting, or I'm looking for paper management and filing, et cetera. There's a variety of specialties that you choose from.
Now, this newsletter that they have here, would that be for regular folks, or is that just for the professionals?
That's for the professionals.
Okay.
That's an internal newsletter for the members.
Okay. So check that out, folks, at napo.net, N-A-P-O.net, and find a professional organizer near you, or you can just call Stephanie. We'll give her number out again in just a little bit. Stephanie, how do we, so many of us feel that we don't have time to get organized, and that's really part of the problem, isn't it? If we feel that way, aren't we going to have to just say, you know what, it's just going to have to hurt for a few days till I just have to slow down and try to sort this mess out. Because some of us, I think, just feel like we're just covered up with things we have no control over.
Well, we all have the same 24 hours in a day, I've always said. And so how you use that time is certainly your choice, and we're fortunate to live in a place where that is our choice. And so I think that if you feel, you know, covered up or behind or that type of thing, yes, sometimes it does take blocking aside a few days to set up an organizing system or to get yourself out from under. But once you've done that, you know, it's sort of what everybody instinctively knows, but they just can't get themselves to actually go forward with the fact that once you have taken that time away from whatever, you know, else was on your plate, you do start to get that time back so quickly. And organizing, yeah. It's an investment. An investment is meant to provide you with a return.
And sometimes making that investment creates a little bit of extra anxiety. Let me give the best example I've ever thought of, Stephanie, and I don't know if I've ever mentioned it with you or not before, but when I think about having to make that investment, I think about being on a ship that's leaking, it's sinking, and the bilge pump isn't working. It needs some maintenance, and in order to not sink, I've got to bail water all the time with a bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know that as a human, I'm not going to be able to do this forever, and so ultimately, I'm going to get exhausted and I'm going to sink and drown. And so, but if I would stop for just a minute and work on the bilge pump, and let the mechanics of the bilge pump, you know, bail the water out of the boat, then I can go on and do other things like sailing my ship. But here's the problem: when I stop bailing long enough to work on the bilge pump, while I'm working on that pump, while I'm getting it, those mechanics organized, I will take on more water than I feel comfortable with. But I've got to invest that time. I've got to deal with that temporary feeling of extra anxiety. But to install that bilge pump and get that water out. Does that make sense?
Well, that makes perfect sense. And yet you'll take on a little bit of extra water at the moment, but
yeah.
Then you'll be better prepared to handle it, you know, very quickly and very smoothly.
And
once
let the systems, the mechanics, the technology, let that then take over afterwards.
Exactly. And if you're not a person who knows how to fix that pump, that's when you look for someone else to teach you a software, to design a filing system, et cetera.
And I think that's another area that small business owners don't do as good a job as we ought to of, and that's bringing in these contractors, bringing in these people. And one of the reasons, though, to take a little bit of the pressure off of us, is we don't always know where to find these people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a big thing, isn't it, is to ask around and find out people who can help us.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know, actually that is something that small business owners would really benefit from, is asking for help sometimes.
Yep, we just have to do that. Stand by, we're going to continue our organizational quest right after these messages with our good friend Stephanie Denton, a professional organizer. Have you ever met one? Maybe it's time. 10 till, stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephanie Denton is our guest, as you know, and she's, in addition to being a professional organizer and part of the National Association of Professional Organizers, she's actually on part of their leadership. She's been a past president, the most recent past president, and also a member of their board. So she's part of the leadership that's really growing this discipline of professional organizers out here. And so she's not just doing her work, she's giving back to the marketplace. And Stephanie, I want to congratulate you and thank you for what you're doing there.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
I'm sure it has, to see other people growing as you have. Stephanie, you're also a syndicated columnist. Tell us where your articles are available.
Well, I do write a weekly newspaper column. I've been doing that for about 5 years. And it runs in different papers across the U.S. and also was running in Mexico City.
Wow. So, folks, you may that if you're thinking, where have I heard that name before? Maybe you've seen Stephanie's byline, and it's always about organizing, right, Stephanie?
That's correct. The column's called Getting Organized.
All right, Stephanie. As we wrap up the hour, give us some specific tips on some things that we can do, some small things we can do to get organized.
Well, I think you want to, when you're thinking about getting organized, no matter what the project is that you have, you want to think about four things. Number one, you want to start specific. Instead of thinking about organizing my office, which is kind of an overwhelming and nebulous statement, start specific. Say, I'm going to, for instance, clean out this, you know, filing system. Number two, you want to start small. Only commit to what you have time to do at the moment. So
Little bite sizes.
That might mean nothing more than going through and cleaning out one file drawer. That's fine. Number three, you want to start with the project that would bring you the most value if it were completed.
Low-hanging fruit.
Exactly. If you've got, you know, old boxes down in a storage area, don't start there. You know, start with what are the current papers, whatever's going to be most valuable to you. And then fourthly, start with today and work forward. You know, when you're setting up a new organizing system, handle today's paper, today's mail, today's pile first. And then tomorrow, handle tomorrow's. And gradually, you can incorporate the older stuff into your new system. What happens if you start with the oldest stuff, like you were talking about before with the leaking ship? You know, new stuff is constantly coming in, and you'll be behind the eight ball forever trying to catch up. So start with today, get current, stay current, and then gradually go back and look at the older items.
Wow. Those are four great suggestions. Stephanie, one of the things I think small business owners need to pay more attention to is, as you said it earlier, we have too many hats to wear and not enough heads to put them on. Oftentimes, we're the only head to put it on, as you know. And so we have to realize that there's some things that we do really well and that we really need to do, and there's some things that we don't do so well and we shouldn't be doing at all. And we've got to find a way to get those things into other people's hands, don't we?
Well, and there are also some things we do well that we shouldn't be doing.
Good point. But we've got to do that. Yep. And so even if you're a one-person shop, there are people out there. Hire a part-timer or hire a contractor or somebody to take some of this off of your hands.
Well, even a one-person business can never be run by just one person.
That's right. That's well said. Absolutely. Stephanie, we got a couple of minutes. Give us some more thoughts on organizing.
Well, I think it's really important. We started out talking about all the information and opportunity and activities that people are juggling these days. I think what is of paramount importance is to really know what your priority is. Know what's important to you. Know what goal you have set for yourself, for your business, etc. Because then you can really serve as a strong filter for yourself, filtering out information or opportunities that aren't relevant to what you want to do. Because sometimes a good opportunity comes to you, and it's really interesting, but it's not the right opportunity based on where you decided you want to go. And you need to be able to make that decision, either, no, I really want to stay on the path I set, or you decide to deviate. But
so you think part of being unorganized is people get distracted too easily?
I think so, and I think that's because they're not really clear about where they want to go. You have to know where you want to go to be able to figure out what information and opportunity to take in to get there.
There are people all over the world saying, aha, right now, because of what you just said, Stephanie. I think that's a very important point. And if you're saying, well, how do I keep from getting distracted? I think you made the point, Stephanie. Make sure you know what it is that you do the best and focus on that.
Absolutely.
That's not to say that you don't ever look anywhere else. You know, you don't ever consider anything new. It's just that if you do consider it, it has to really be scrutinized, right?
Well, exactly. And when you considered it and you decided to take on something different from what your plan was, you were able to make an educated decision.
Right.
Because
right.
you had a plan and you said, nope, this becomes a better opportunity for me.
Well said, Stephanie Denton. Thank you for being here. Give us the email one more time, Stephanie.
It's sdenton@organizingsolutions.com.
Thanks, Stephanie. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Stephanie Denton, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.